Hello and welcome to the Bulldog Social Studies Podcast. I'm going to be telling you about teen and preteen screen time. The screen time in America for teens and younger people has skyrocketed in the recent years. In the article of Junior Scholastic, the average time on a screen for teens is around 8 hours and 39 minutes, which is effectively the better part of a day. For preteens, it is around 5 hours and 30 minutes. There's a girl from Dallas, Texas named Disha. She's 18 years old, and she moved from India when she was younger. When she got here to the United States, she heard about an app called TikTok, and she started using it. She confessed to using the app for hours upon the day. The reason why all of this is a big deal to people is this screen time usage for so many people is because it affects people's sleep, well-being, and in some cases, their mental health. This whole massive screen time usage started when COVID-19 pandemic hit. That is it for me, Natal Logan, with the sinking city.
Jakarta, Indonesia has been flooding a lot lately. Safula said it's a normal thing here. There are about 10.5 million residents in Jakarta, which is also the capital city. It's a mega city of the island of Java. The island is home to some of the largest businesses in Indonesia. 13 rivers run through the city, and they often overflow. Rising sea levels due to climate change are also a threat. As the city's population has grown, the water system has not been able to keep up. That has led to why it is sinking. Everyone is digging their own well. The overpumping has caused the soil to collapse over time. Because of this, the city is sinking at more than 2 inches every year. They are building a new capital in the city of Natarsa. The city is in a deep rainforest near the island of Borno. The capital is expected to be complete in 2045. Indonesia's government said that pipe water will be to Jakarta by 2030. Now off to Declan.
Thank you, Logan. In 1963, segregation was a real problem. Segregation is when people or things are separated from another. In this case, black people were separated from white people. Black people had to go to different schools and drink different kind of water. But the Constitution says that everyone should have the same rights, so the black people started a protest. But on Thursday, May 2nd, 1963, there was a special kind of protest. It would largely be made up of kids. During the march, police let out dogs to attack the protesters. The firefighters came and they used high-pressure water guns. They blasted people with water so powerful, they pushed them down the street. Police arrested so many people that the jails overflowed, so they had to move people to holding grounds. Out of miles with food deserts.
Thank you, Declan. In Washington Heights, not only there, throughout all America, there are really vegetables and grocery stores. But if there are, they are overpriced. But the junk food is always there. There are places called food deserts where healthy food is too expensive or not there. The supermarkets have been increasing the prices on healthy food, how low-budget people do not buy them all. How can they make a profit when they keep on doing this? Not a lot have, and a lot have went bankrupt. Thank you for listening to this podcast. We will see you next time.